It's a personal thing, but it's annoying. Here's an embarrassing moment from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. They fact check a Republican lawmaker for saying that Governor Evers' budget creates a $2 billion structural deficit. They do a PolitiFact fact check on this. This is a claim by Vernon Senator David Craig. And they find his claim to be only half true. He's misleading people by saying Governor Evers' budget has a $2 billion structural deficit. The PolitiFact comes after and directly contradicts an article by their own Capitol reporter, Patrick Marley, who over his stories on this has characterized the shortfall exactly the same way as a $2 billion structural deficit. The paper's fact checkers give their own reporter essentially only a half true. They don't even know what their own reporters are writing, nor did they check it in with them, obviously, as they fact-checked the statement. It's a classic example of what I've said forever when it comes to these PolitiFacts and why they're useless. They go so far out of their way to parse and twist and scrutinize any statement, they never get it right. They never take the obvious, most straightforward truth of the statement. Instead, they try to twist and mangle and prove somehow that this statement is somehow unquestionable or untrue or misleading, and their end product is often embarrassing. They embarrass themselves. They embarrass their own paper with this stuff today. From the very beginning of this whole PolitiFact nonsense, I mocked their scale of truth to begin with. It's, you know, pants on fire or mostly false or somewhat false or half true or whatever goofy measures they use. To me and most of us, it's pretty basic. Either the statement is true or it isn't. There are not 10 different shades of truth. Either it's true or it's not. Well, David Craig gets parsed and mangled and twisted in a very basic statement that everyone who isn't a dope in Madison would agree to, that within a single two-year budget period, Tony Evers' budget increases costs by $2 billion more than we project will be coming into the Treasury at the end of that budget cycle. It will create deficits in years 3 and 4, essentially. That's the structural deficit. It's how the term has been used for eons. It's the term Patrick Marley and the Journal Sentinel's own Capitol reporters are using. More importantly, it's the term that the nonpartisan Legislative Fiscal Bureau uses and economists use. The official government guys and the economists use this term the same way as David Craig did. All the time. It's a standard. But the Journal Sentinel tries to belittle and embarrass David Craig anyway somehow and leave the impression that he's lying or misinformed. This is your unbiased local newspaper, folks. The PolitiFact gives David Craig a half-true on his statement, which was, Governor Evers is spending his way toward a nearly $2 billion structural deficit. The Journal Sentinel PolitiFact claims that's wrong when just 3 weeks ago, Patrick Marley, in a story from April 2nd, wrote, quote, Democratic Governor Tony Evers' spending plan would leave the state with a nearly $2 billion gap at the start of the next budget cycle in 2 years, according to a report Monday by the legislature's nonpartisan budget office. The gap, known as the structural deficit, would be the largest since Governor Jim Doyle approved his last budget a decade ago amid the fallout from the Great Recession. Seems pretty straightforward to me. The Journal Sentinel can pretend that Governor Evers' budget balances all they want, which is part of the story. Well, you know, every state budget has to balance, and Governor Evers' balances on paper. They can pretend all they want that Evers' budget balances, but it is a liberal wish list of ideas that he and his team then can only manage to balance on paper by inventing new taxes and fees. This is what David Craig was pointing out. We can get any white paper to balance and any level of spending to balance if you let liberals raise taxes and invent more taxes and fees. There's no magic in a Jim Doyle or a Tony Evers balanced budget blueprint. Half of Doyle's smoke and mirror tricks came from diverting money away from road maintenance, from the transportation fund. 1 year he flat out stole money from the Wisconsin Doctors Malpractice Fund. When a Democrat tells you they've balanced the budget on paper because the law says they need to, it doesn't mean much. It doesn't mean much of anything, in fact. So I wanted to cover that. The Journal Sentinel calling its own reporter, essentially, out on something that he got wrong and that David Gregg got wrong when they didn't get it wrong. All right, we have been talking.